producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Ooh-wee, that's a lot of money. That is a lot of dough. A lot of dough. I'm looking at some of these headlines. Congress passes a $1 trillion spending measure. Like, I have never seen $1 trillion. I've never seen $1 million. Like, and with the exception of in the movies. Can you imagine $1 trillion? Oh, yeah, yeah, let's pass the bill. One of these days, maybe I will try to get myself elected to Congress just so I can actually get an idea of, you know, what kind of decisions they're making. I understand this is supposed to be the spending for a lot of programs. I get that. It sounds like a lot of the cuts that were supposed to be done didn't get done. But it sounds like everybody's happy and they came up with some sort of compromise. When you look at that, $1 trillion, a little bit cheaper though, not as much change. If the Star Wars Force Awakens premiere or debut hit a record 57 million just a few hours ago, right? It came out what, midnight? Like, so how many hours ago? Okay. Well, right now, for me, it's like 9 in the morning Pacific. So 9 hours ago, $57 million. It's also opening around the world and earning $72.7 million in just 2 days for a global tally, closing in on $130 million. I am in the wrong business. This blows my mind. The previous champ was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. I never got into to Harry Potter. I think I need to sit through it, and do a marathon. What happened in the way beginning was, they spoke pretty quickly for me, and I didn't, and with the accent, I had trouble understanding and getting the jokes, you know, because they just speak very quickly. And, I mean, obviously English is my first language, but it was just difficult for me to kind of understand all the little quirky stuff, and then I got it. And I just was like, you know, it's going to be too much work to watch the other movies. But, yeah, Harry Potter, you would think it would have been like an Avenger or something like that. The Dark Knight Rises was $30.6 million in 2012. Twilight Saga Dawn Part 2, $30.4 million. I haven't seen the Twilights either. So The Force Awakens, well, here we go. It began showing at 7 p.m. So that's what happened. It wasn't a midnight launch. It was a 7 p.m. in 3D, making up 47% of the big 47% of the night. IMAX screenings were also a new record, 5.7 million. The film is drawing a heavily male audience, 71%, according to RentTrak's exit poll service. I don't know. I mean, I still think Harrison Ford is hot. I'm going to be there. Age-wise, 53% of Tuesday's night audience was over the age of 25, with the vast majority, 64%, between the ages 18 to 34. Force Awakens is expected to broaden out as the weekend unfolds. It is going to be a very big movie weekend. Wasn't Quentin Tarantino upset because his movie got kicked out of one of the Cinedomes in California, and he actually had a piece of that in the movie itself? So he got mad because the Star Wars movie, you know, kind of took precedence. Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. I've always wondered how they do these release dates. You know, I've seen some movies, if they're just too early in the cycle, they don't seem to get nominated for an Oscar either. Not that Star Wars is Oscar contenders, but an Oscar contender. But you, when you look at these movies, like, for example, Troy. When Troy came out, it came out at a time where it just wasn't, I thought it would have had some sort of nomination, and I don't think it did, just because of the timing of when the movie came out. So timing is everything, and I just wonder who decides on the release dates. You'd think you'd want it as released as soon as possible, but you also want, like, Christmas time. Like, Christmas movies, Christmas break, that's a great time. I don't think I would release anything Christmas Day. I would release it on the 18th, just like this did. I would release it right before, right as, you know, schools are getting out. You know, this is the weekend before, you know, a lot of people decide if they're going to leave town or not. Great time to go see a movie. All right, so, Alvin and the Chipmunks. That movie, you would think, wouldn't do that well. I guess they did, and I don't think they made a lot of money. I love the first Alvin and the Chipmunks. I think, Well, anyway, about this thing with women and Star Wars. I think women like Star Wars. I think they do. But guys, here's the thing with guys, okay? And this has nothing to do with the pew, 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 and all the video games, okay? Guys don't like going to movies with women. They don't. You know how many dates I've gone on? And when I bring up a movie, the only reason why they want to do that is because they get to hold my hand or, you know, they get to, I don't know, you know, take advantage of it being dark, kissy stuff. But they don't really want to sit there and watch the movie. They don't. Okay? There's not a lot of movies that interest the average man if he goes with a woman or the wife. Like me, I keep smacking my husband going, oh, that's a guy from Breaking Bad. Oh, that's a guy from Sons of Anarchy. Oh, that's a guy from here. And so my husband has to all, you know, movie long, hear me tell them where we saw this star. And so he just can't get a nice, good, relaxing movie. Something like Star Wars. You could tell the missus, look, I'm going with my buddies. And we're going to go see Star Wars. Oh, but I wanted to do it for date night. No, honey, date night, we'll see a Michael Fassbender movie or a Channing. Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. You go with your friends. You know, the guy knows. I got to sit through a Michael Fassbender movie, but that's okay. Whatever gets her in the mood. And then he goes off with his buddies to go see Star Wars. That's how it works. All right? And I don't blame you. You know, when I see Star Wars, you know, the kids are better now. But I would want to see Star Wars when the kids were younger, not with the kids. You know, because I gotta go to the bathroom, I got this, mom, where's the popcorn, mom, where's it, you know, like, oh, come on, I wanna relax and see the Star Wars movie. Now they're really good because they sit there and go, you know, I mean, they're just like completely like entranced. So I can enjoy the movie quietly. But I do not like being disturbed in the middle of a movie. I don't mind disturbing everybody else, but I really, really don't like being disturbed myself. Let me concentrate, let me pretend like I'm there in outer space, going warp speed. Or that's Star Wars? Okay. Well, I still pretend I'm going warp speed. I pretend that Harrison Ford rips off his shirt. You know, says, Dr. Dahlia, you know, in order for us to, you know, save the, you know, the Jedis, we need to have sex. You know, that kind of thing. And so, you know, while I'm watching it, who knows? Look. All right? Look. There has to be, you know, some sort of little love, you know, story. Just ever so little, so slight in the movie. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Oh boy, this segment is so well needed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I told you guys that I would help you out and I would prepare you for this weekend's and next weekend's festivities, okay? Many of you guys have been having holiday parties. And I probably should have got you guys all prepped and ready a little bit earlier, but the Beasley Broadcasting Christmas Party, one of my affiliates, biggest affiliate, in Las Vegas, has their party. And of course, yes, I, you know, squeezed my way in and wore my way in for an invitation. So it is my official, one of the biggest Christmas parties that I like to invite myself to go to. Well, the problem with Christmas parties, and we've talked about this before, is bad things seem to happen, okay? So, you may have a job when you enter the Christmas party, but on that Monday, which is the scariest time after any Christmas party, you kind of wonder what things are going to be like in the office or if you even have a job, okay? Many Christmas parties, people seem to get it on. Let's get it on. Okay, I won't sing the song. That should have never got it on, which is why people like that kind of stuff. You know, they're like, you know what? I have wanted to, you know, hit on her for months. Now I could wait till she gets drunk, and then I could hit on her. You know, I find that fascinating, how many of you, women too, I mean, I did that with my husband too. I was like, you know, gosh, you know, hopefully he drinks something, so then, you know, he'll you know, be attracted to me. I think that's really, really sad. You know, I wanted my husband to like me sober. He doesn't drink that much, so I was very lucky. But a lot of us, we realize that there's a lot of opportunities that seem to happen during a Christmas party. Now, I'm a married woman with two kids, so I am not looking for that. What I am looking for, what I look for, okay, in a Christmas party, okay, is the ability, right, to do anything I've ever wanted to, you know, maliciously or, you know, jokingly type of thing to my bosses, you could get away with at a Christmas party as long as they drink. Okay, so there's a couple people there that I really should be just kissing their butts. You know, they should just kiss their butts. But at the Christmas party setting, I could sit there and roast them. I could sit there and you know, make fun of them. I do. I mean, by the time I'm done, they're crying, right? But I could go, wait a second, it was a Christmas party. It was the champagne talking. Yeah, but you didn't drink champagne all night. Oh. Well, it was secondhand. Okay, so you guys, though, I don't want you getting fired. Okay, me, what's the worst they could do? Okay, they could not air my radio show, and then you guys will all be happy. So it's a win-win for everybody involved. So here are some do's and don'ts. Actually, I don't think there's even any do's. Don't do nothing, okay, or do anybody at the Christmas party. But according to Stroke Sentinel UK, okay, so this comes out of that. All right. I want to give credit where credit is due. Here are 17, if my pop-ups don't act up, 17 mistakes to avoid at the office Christmas party. Okay, so first and foremost, you never show up at the office Christmas party drunk. Okay, usually there's going to be alcohol there. Why spend the money beforehand? But you don't want to show up drunk. Okay, you show up nice. You're like, hi, how are you? Oh, very nice. By the way, don't talk about work. Do not talk about work. Do not be using the Christmas party as a chance to pitch something. Don't do that, okay? All right, and your boss has a wife many times, or if the boss is the wife, she has somebody else with her that could be the spy. So even if your boss is completely drunk and wasted and whatever, somebody else is going to say, you know, you remember Joe at the party? Did you know what he did? No, what? Oh, he said this. Like, oh, no. Okay, so, you know, you got to be really, really careful. Okay? But don't, okay, so you don't want to come to work, you don't want to come to the party drunk, but you also don't want to be standing there, okay, looking like you're judging everybody for drinking, and you're just sitting there holding, you know, I don't know, the little salad or the little piece of cake. And, you know, you look like you're trying to have a good time, okay? You could get a plastic cup, fill it up with water if you don't drink, but look like you're relaxing and having fun. You act like you sit there and you know, are judging everybody else. That makes people nervous. I don't want to be watched, okay? I'm hoping there's a microphone and some sort of karaoke, and I'm going to be getting up on stage or whatever because that's just what I do, even if everybody's booing me down. And I don't want to know that somebody's sitting there judging me. I want to know that everybody else is completely drinking and not even, you know, realizing that what I'm doing. That's what I want. They say know your limits. If you know that after the third drink, you are going to start saying stupid things, you're going to hit on people, you're going to insult people, know your limits. And the big problem we have with drinking, as we see with our young kids and even adults in general, is, you know, you don't care. After the first or second drink, like, you know what, to heck with it, let's do it. And there's always somebody at the Christmas party that says, let's go do some shots. Those are so dangerous. You've got to be careful, okay? Oh, that's here. Number four, shots, down at your own risk. Hey, Dr. Dahlia, come over here. Come over to the bar. We're going to do some shots. Why would I want to do that? Okay, I understand. Everybody making a toast. Everybody going, yeah, okay, but a shot of alcohol is enough to make me really stupid and really silly, and I'm already now loud and obnoxious as it is, and I would really like, you know, to still be a part of the company next year without saying something overly stupid. So I do not like to do shots at all. Dress. The last thing you want to wear at a Christmas party is your work clothes, okay? Let's say you have a uniform. Don't go to the Christmas party in the uniform. Unless, you know, you unbutton it a little bit and you kind of, you know, decorate it a little bit more Christmassy. Okay, but don't wear typical office attire. Okay? A lot of pictures are going to be taken during these parties. A lot of people are going to be looking at you. Okay, you don't want to look like a dweeb. Okay, that's very, very important. You want to look cool. All right, wear something good. But also don't wear something overly sexy. Okay, wearing something overly sexy where you're falling all over people, and that's not right. Don't wear something overly tight. You're going to eat. You're going to bloat. You want to be comfortable. It's going to be a long party. But me, I like to kind of dress up as Mrs. Santa or something like that, and you know, Miss, you know, overweight, middle-aged Santa. Well, Mrs. Santa's already kind of older. So I usually like to dress up as Mrs. Santa, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. All right, don't underdress. Christmas jumpers, I'm not really sure. Oh, yeah, like a onesie. Be very, very careful wearing a onesie, okay? The dance floor. Now, this is very, very difficult, okay? When you guys decide to get on the dance floor, a lot of us think we can dance. And the reason why we think that is because your colleagues want to see you get on the dance floor and make a complete idiot out of yourself. So they go, Dahlia, right? Because I'm going out there, and I'm like, I'm thinking I can move. Meanwhile, somebody's videotaping it going, oh, my gosh, this white girl cannot dance. And that's, so realize, okay, you may be on film. But don't just stand there on the dance floor going, okay, I really can't dance. Okay, if you don't know how to dance, okay, just do, you know, some, I don't know, cuckoo crazy stuff. I always like to bring things from the table, you know, like food and things like that, and dance with that. So if somebody's like, she's not using her arm correctly when she dances, you can't blame me because I'm holding one of the bottles or I'm holding my plate of food. Going out there on the dance floor, acting like you have other things to do, but you are deigning to dance with everybody while you're in the middle of eating, all right, gives you kind of a get-out-of-jail-free card for you not being able to dance, okay? And let me see here. What does it say? Don't drop it like it's hot. What does that mean? Oh, yeah. Okay, you don't want to act like you are, like, super sexy. No dirty dancing. No, especially with the boss. Don't do that. And let me see. Never talk about work. I already told you that. And let me see. Okay, there's going to be some awkward silences. Be prepared. At every party, you're going to run into the boss, or you're going to run into the manager. And when there's an awkward silence, then that boss or manager wants to be completely away from you. Be prepared. Have something ready to say. So let's say if your boss's kid had a recital, all right, and you don't want to look like you're kissing up, all right, you know, but you know, say something about it. You know, go, your daughter sings, right? She just had a recital? Yeah. You got to get her to sing, man. We need to get people singing, and nobody here has a good voice. Call her, have her come down, and let's get some Christmas, you know, something like that. Okay, and while you're walking by him, don't act like you're going to have, like, this big, huge conversation. One, he'll realize that you remembered his daughter can sing. Two, that's one hell of a compliment. Just don't say have your daughter strip. That won't work. But, you know, have something. Remember, there's going to be people you're running into. Let's say there's somebody you hate. Okay, let's say there's somebody you really, really despise. Be prepared. And what I would say is use this as an opportunity. If it's somebody that's kind of bullying you or something like that, use it as an opportunity to maybe kind of, you know, bury the hatchet. Office parties, everybody seems to be comrades, you know, for a very, very short period of time. All right, guys, hope that helps. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I wrote a piece for Epic Times talking about how you might want to keep your teeth as long as possible. Because when they looked at a bunch of heart patients, they found that those that still had their teeth lived longer than those who didn't. And for every tooth you lost, or they say level of tooth loss, increased death risk by 15%. We got to keep our teeth. They say toothless heart disease patients are nearly twice as likely to die as those who have all their teeth. Gum disease, obviously the most common cause of tooth loss, and gum disease-related inflammation is believed to play a role in the narrowing of arteries. Now listen, okay, we talked about gum disease and inflammation and periodontitis, and having diseased gums causes inflammation. Not only can the bacteria bother the heart, but the fact that you have inflamed gums bother the heart. So we've already known that there's been that risk. But what about the idea of tooth loss? You have a heart patient. These patients already have heart issues. Why does keeping the teeth maintain a little bit better health than not? That's the kicker. That's what they're trying to investigate. They say, while we can't yet advise patients to look after their teeth to lower the cardiovascular risk, the positive effects of brushing and flossing are well established, according to Dr. Ola Vedin, cardiologist for Uppsala University Hospital and Uppsala Clinical Research Center in Sweden. Could be called Uppsala. I mean, I don't want to speak Swedish. I wish I did. The potential for additional positive effects on cardiovascular health would be a bonus. The study included more than 15,000 heart disease patients in 39 countries. They were assessed for tooth loss and followed for an average of 3.7 years. Those with the fewest teeth were older, smokers, female, less active, and more likely to have diabetes, high blood pressure, more body fat, and a lower level of education. During the follow-up, more than 1,500 major events, either cardiovascular death, heart attack, or stroke occurred, as well as 705 cardiovascular deaths, 1,100 from any cause, 300 stroke. Okay, I'm just kind of going through the study. So, every level of tooth loss was associated with a 6% increased risk of a cardiovascular event, like heart attack or stroke, but 15% higher risk of death from any cause, heart or stroke. 15% for every level of tooth loss. Compared to patients with all their teeth, those with no teeth, just no teeth at all, had a 27% higher risk of major cardiovascular events. The researchers also found toothlessness was associated with an 85% higher risk of cardiovascular death, 81% higher risk of death from any cause, and 67% higher risk of stroke. I'm losing a tooth just talking about this. The study did find a link, but not a cause and effect relationship. We talked about what that means. Cause and effect is you drop a tooth, your heart gets worse. That's not, they didn't find that. But what they found is some sort of a link. Your toothless individuals were more at risk for death than the ones that had the full set of teeth. Okay, so there's something to that. Now, I think between you and I, you know, that's kind of like one of those no-duh studies. I mean, we know. Okay, we know people losing their teeth, having heart disease, there's something going down. We know loss of teeth or lack of teeth is a sign of poor health. But we also know that it's genetic. A lot of us have bad teeth. I was very, very lucky, you know, with a set of teeth. You know, I barely had any cavities and I didn't need braces and I just had, you know, I remember my dentist saying I had a nice arch. That was as a kid. It was a dental arch. I was really proud of myself. I never needed braces. Now, of course, I chipped a tooth, you know, eating, you know, food. I eat a lot and I, you know, chipped a couple teeth on, you know, my fork. But, other than that, I really haven't needed anything cosmetically done, you know. What do we take from this? Well, one is, you know, don't forget your teeth. Okay? I mean, it doesn't hurt. Make sure you're, you know, going to the dentist a couple times a year. Make sure you're brushing. Make sure you're flossing. Make sure you get one of those, power brushes that massage the gums. Water picks are awesome. You can do so much with the water pick. Don't just use that instead, but water picks can really flush out the nooks and crannies. Now look at a car wash. You guys treat your car better than you treat your body. All right? Just, you know, flush things out. Make it work. And then, you know, if you really want to avoid, okay, you know, heart disease risk from losing your teeth, why don't you try avoiding heart disease? How do you do that? Okay, well, avoid, you know, becoming a diabetic. Try to not be a high blood pressure patient. Keep that blood pressure down. Keep the sugar down. Normal. Keep your cholesterol down. Exercise. Avoid smoking. All right. If you have a family history, you can't really do much to change your parents. Okay, you don't want to really disown your parents and think that's going to, you know, make a difference. But if you personally had any heart issues, You're seeing the heart doctor, and you're making sure you continue to see him. And tell your dentist, look, you know, I've had some heart issues, so I want to make sure that, you know, my teeth are being looked at. Now, how I look at it is somebody that's really religious about their teeth are probably a little bit more religious about their health. But another issue that I don't know if they're talking about is, you know, finances. It's expensive to go to the dentist. So somebody who's able to go to the dentist twice a year, take off work even to go to the dentist twice a year, may obviously be of a different income bracket than those of us that can't make it to the dentist. So those people may also not be the ones going in to see the doctor and see the heart doctor. You see? All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. This patient was such a sweetheart. I had a new patient yesterday. Just a really nice guy. And he said, you know, his wife and family said, I need to come in and see you because my urologist, when he checked my prostate, he only did a rectal exam. Yet my family says you do a digital rectal exam. And so I'd like to, you know, see the machine. I'd like to see it first, but I guess your test is, you know, more, you know, sensitive. And I told him, oh, poor dear, no. A digital rectal exam does not have anything digital. It's not like an alarm clock. There's no batteries. There's no cords. A digital rectal exam means using a finger digit. See? So he had it already. So he was relieved they didn't have to go through it twice. He was very relieved. But many of you, you know what? I made the same mistake in medical school. Digital exam. A digital exam. I'm thinking, you know, digits. You know, either, you know, there's numbers a part of it, or there's some sort of, you know, like R2-D2 lights, you know, some sort of, I don't know, they're always like a red flash. No, digital rectal exam is a finger digit. So make sure you guys know that. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, I didn't make fun of him. I have a bigger heart than that. But I did have some fun with it, absolutely. This is cool. Mother Teresa to become a saint after a second miracle had been declared by the Vatican. This is so awesome. Mother Teresa, who dedicated her life to helping India's poor, will be made a saint in the Roman Catholic Church. She will likely be, I'm sorry, I'm having issues here with my computer. She will likely be canonized in September to coincide with the 19th anniversary of her death and Pope Francis' Holy Year of Mercy, according to the Italian Catholic newspaper reports. The pontiff marked his 79th birthday on Thursday by approving a decree that the nun had performed a second miracle 11 years after her death, the Vatican said in a statement. She was, beautified as in 2003 as Blessed Teresa of Calcutta for healing an Indian woman's tumor through divine intervention, but full sainthood requires the declaration of two miracles. Her missionaries of charity helped the poor on the streets of the city, now known as Calcutta. She won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. And I guess the miracle needed involved the curing of a man in Santos, Brazil, with a serious viral brain infection, according to the Father Brain Kolodichuk of the Missionaries of Charity Father. She said the patient's wife continuously sought the intercession of the Blessed Mother Teresa of her husband, and I guess the man was in a coma, about to undergo emergency operation, and then the patient was awake and without pain. He had an immediate and full recovery. This constitutes as a miracle, allows Mother Teresa to be a saint. I think that's phenomenal. What an amazing story. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a mother is suing Chipotle on behalf of her sick 16-year-old son. The suburban Boston boy got sick after eating at Chipotle Mexican Grill, and the mom has now filed a negligence lawsuit against the Denver-based restaurant chain. I think this is one of the first of the lawsuits against Chipotle that we've seen. The Boston Globe reports the suit, filed Thursday by Andrea Dow in Norfolk Superior Court, is likely the first of many connected to the norovirus outbreak at the Cleveland Circle location. About 140 people, many Boston College students, suffer nausea and vomiting after eating there during the first weekend of December. The city ordered the restaurant closed on December 7th. Dow's suit claims Chipotle knew about the sickness and didn't take proper precautions. She says her son has not fully recovered, continuing to suffer from lingering cramps and bouts of dizziness. We've talked about the norovirus. It is not fun. It's usually shorter lived than a lot of the other viruses out there, but it's still a very, you could still have nausea and vomiting and, you know, pain and just, you know, not feeling right for a while after. So, you know, whenever I see something like this, okay, because, you know, norovirus, I've been seeing something similar to that in my neck of the woods. I don't know if it's been identified yet by the health department as norovirus. I don't know if you know, it's been isolated as that. But it seems like once somebody gets it, they all get it. And so when we had to pull our kid out of school when he was sick that day, and he was sick for a couple days, you know, the school had said, yeah, we have almost half the school out. I mean, a lot of kids are sick with this. All right, so then you wonder, you know, does anybody sue the school? No, nobody sues the school. Now, I'm not saying Chipotle shouldn't be sued. I'm not saying that. But, when it comes to something like norovirus, when people get sick and a bunch of people get sick, okay, when is the responsibility the institution where people get sick? Or when is it just, okay, well, this is what happens when there's an outbreak and there's only so much you could do. I found it very, very interesting when I heard that Chipotle was the quote-unquote source of norovirus. Because if a bunch of people, you know, are getting sick, and that's one of the few restaurants that many college students go to, and then you have a big cluster of people getting sick, then, people are going to say, yeah, I ate there also. You know, like, you can live in a small town and you have a fast food place, and that's one of the most favorite fast food places. Then you have an outbreak, or you have a flu, or you have a lot of people get sick, that they say, yeah, but we all ate there. Well, coincidentally, that's one of the more popular places for you to eat. So, you know, it would be very, very interesting. I mean, I'm not sure how, how it got this far unless it was a worker that was the first person sick and they could trace it. Now, epidemiologists can't trace this actually very easily. I mean, it's hard work compared to us, but these guys are supermen. I mean, it blows my mind how they do it. So what they would do is if they could isolate that somebody had norovirus before the outbreak started, and the symptoms seem to be identical, or it was the same strain virus, then that's easy to trace that somebody at Chipotle or some sort of contaminant caused it. But, you know, the defense could go, okay, look, all right, you know, we have these other restaurants. Let's look at all these people. Did many of them also eat at the pizza place up the street during that same time? Or did many of them go to this gas station and go in and buy a snack in that area? Right? Or get a coffee. And, you know, how many of these people had, you know, did that? And, you know, so then you could start to trace that. And then, okay, you have 30 people that got sick with norovirus eating at Chipotle. How many hundreds got sick with norovirus in that same area at that time? Oh, there were 1,000 people that started to come in, you know, nausea, vomiting, et cetera. Well then, but they didn't eat at Chipotle. So if they didn't eat a Chipotle, then why are you blaming Chipotle for these 30 norovirus? So that's how the defense would have to do it. Again, I'm not sitting here trying to defend them, but it's, if they haven't actually traced the virus to there. Now, what they say is they say that Chipotle knew, that according to the prosecutors, that Chipotle knew about the sickness and didn't take proper precautions. I'd like to know a little bit more detail. Did they have an employee who was sick? And they said, you're not calling out. You are going to stay here and work. Okay, then there's some negligence there. But, you know, if most offices go, you know what, you look sick, go home. They send you home. They're doing their due diligence. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to. So, I don't know what the answer is. Yeah, I mean, and how many people come to work with the flu? So, that means any restaurant, when you have a worker that comes to work with the flu, and you're like, really? You need to leave? All right, then they take a while, they leave. You're the one at liability, you know, liable. So it'll be interesting to see what they knew when we're talking to the virus. Now the E. coli, that's a whole different thing. Okay? You know, if they didn't do proper testing and they are passing out food that had possibly a strain of bacteria that stinks, that's really, really, I mean, I would hate to be, you know, a manager of one restaurant and, you know, not really given the tools to test all the lettuce or whatever it came from. That would really, really stink. So I, mind you, that's got to be hard. But I understand, you know, people laying more blame with that. But I just, you know, when it comes to this, and the reason why I'm bringing it up is, you know, we're seeing lots of little clusters of people being sick. Okay, and we don't know if it's a food poisoning. We don't know. You know, we're doing stool cultures on people where we're, you know, trying to see if it's an E. coli or if it's a listeria or if it's a salmonella or if it's a parasite. People pick up parasites all the time. People pick things up, okay? We do not live in a sterile environment. But we want to make sure that we, you know, we can identify if it's all coming from one focus, one source. But as you have a bunch of people sick and Chipotle is in the news, I don't want there to be a witch hunt where they're like, yeah, we all got sick and we've all eaten at Chipotle. That's kind of not fair. But the defense could poke a lot of holes into that if that's the case. So I would love to, and as we get more updates, we'll tell you. I really want to know what the negligent part was when it came to the norovirus, if they were the ones that spread it or if they had a worker, they knew it, but they didn't send him home and then clean up around him and throw out any food that he touched nearby. Okay? Which, by the way, guys, imagine that's somebody admitting they're sick. Okay? If you had a big bout of diarrhea, how often do you think you're admitting that to your coworkers? You're not a lot of times. You know how many people go to work sick? That's why I'm really wondering, you know, how, you know, when do you blame, you know, a restaurant versus an office versus a school versus a, you know, you can't. People get sick, they go to work, which is why we have to come up with some sort of a system where, you know, people don't feel like they have to go to work. And it, you know, it stinks. I love the idea of mandated paid leave. I think, you know, for sick leave, I think that's, you know, the way to go to keep workers not from coming in sick. It's just logistically, that could be a real nightmare. Because you have a lot of people that will use their sick leave saying, yeah, I'm sick. There's no proof. And then they run out of sick leave and they still will come to work sick. You know, that's something that, I mean, I found. We had, you know, a certain amount of leave. They use it for something else, and it's their leave. They can do whatever they want. And then all of a sudden I see them coming to work and they're sick. I'm like, what are you doing here? Take off. No, I used up my sick leave. But what? You weren't sick. Yeah, I used it for vacation. So, I saying, okay, we're going to have paid sick leave and, you know, making employers do that, I don't think it'll stop the bugs and infection and viruses coming in entirely, because a lot of people will use sick leave to sleep in. I got days I could call out. So they call out, and then when they're really sick, they're out of time. And that's a problem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacroiliac at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacroiliac.com, spelled sacroiliedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.